This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still ahead, answers to your questions in contending for the faith. And in understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will continue their discussion of God's salvation. In addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a wide variety of teaching materials, including books in print, ebook, and audiobook formats, CDs, DVDs, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials, or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.theBereanCall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast on compact disc, ask for program number 0708, and be sure to mention the call letters of this station. And if you would like to watch Dave and Tom, our weekly broadcast is available on DVD. Ask about a subscription when you contact us. You can also download both audio and video podcast at our website. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, Religion in the News, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from the Christian Retailing Newsletter, December 3, 2007, with the headline, Harper One Readies Green Bible. The following are excerpts. Harper One is scheduled to release what it says is the industry's first environmentally themed Bible, the Green Bible, NRSV, in fall of 2008. The release will focus on the caring of the earth through green-inked scripture passages as well as input from Christian conservationists, theologians, and practitioners, and a green trail guide of Christian leaders through history. The Bible carries an important message about caring for the earth, said Mark Tauber, vice president and deputy publisher of Harper One. Going green has become a top concern among many Christians as they begin to see protecting all of creation as a biblical obligation. Our Green Bible offers them a new lens to identify how caring for creation comes right out of the Scriptures. The Bible will be produced on special eco-friendly paper and cover material.
Dave, there are all kinds of Bibles out. It's like, what will the marketing department come up with next?
Right.
I mean, we have, for whatever problem it might be, for whatever orientation, we have certainly gender-friendly Bibles. We've got 12-step Bibles, on and on and on, just never ending. On one hand, you'd say, well, at least people are reading the Bible, but basically they're not. I can tell you this. It's mainly, if you're interested in a particular agenda, then you may pick up a Bible, but you're going to go for the commentaries. Like, I've got a Bible in my office. Its orientation is toward psychology. So now you have commentaries that supposedly interpret the Bible according to Freud, Maslow, and Rogers, and, on all of these guys. It's bad news. I have, the Bible's called the Life Recovery Bible, written the entire Bible, but edited with commentaries and so on by a psychologist. There are Bibles for teens, so they're called Bible zines.
Some of them are like funny books.
With columns on how to get dates and so on and so forth. It's really trivializing the Word of God, supposedly to reach our culture. And again, another problem.
Well, Tom, we've mentioned a number of Bibles in the past. The Message by Eugene Peterson.
One of the worst, if not the.
It really trashes the Bible. Mm-hmm. Or how about the Renovare Spiritual Formation Bible?
Again, leading us into mysticism,
absolutely.
Contemplative approach.
What you've been talking about.
And of course, Eugene Peterson is all about that as well.
So, Tom, and then a more serious note. John MacArthur writes a lot of good stuff. But you go to his study Bible, the MacArthur study Bible, it will lead you into Calvinism, but you never realized that until you got into it. Mm-hmm. So there are many so-called Bibles out there, well, the commentaries. That's the major problem.
Mm-hmm. But what about this emphasis, Dave? Do we need a Bible oriented toward Christian conservationism, toward making us aware that the earth is important and we need to be good stewards of? And again, what is this?
Well,
Vice President of Harper One says the Bible carries an important message about caring for the earth. Does it, Dave?
God is going to destroy the world. Number one, I don't think that it, well, common sense would tell you. God put Adam in charge of the earth. He tilled the soil and so forth. So man has an obligation to the earth. But, see, these people have an axe to grind. Now, to put out, like Robert Schuller puts out the Possibility Thinker's Bible. Mm-hmm. Is the Bible all about possibility thinking? You can't even find that word, that expression in there. And is it all about green peace? No. So now we get a Bible that is set up so that you imagine that the main emphasis mm-hmm. of Scripture is this green movement. And how did we overlook that for so long?
It's an agenda, isn't it?
It is, and they have an agenda, that's right. And, Tom, what it does is it leads people astray, number one. It gives you the wrong emphasis, number two. Now every time I read the Bible, I'm looking for some green emphasis in it. And that's not what the Bible is about. I've forgotten what the theme of the Bible is. Mm-hmm. Man is separated from God by sin, and Christ came into this world to save sinners. It's redemption. It's being restored to a right relationship with God. It is not, Jesus didn't say, go into all the world and preach about caring for this earth. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Mm-hmm. And Paul, everywhere he went, Acts 20, he preached repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. How are you going to get that if you're just looking for green stuff in there and they got green highlighting and so forth?
And Dave, the problem with that, and we've seen it with the emerging church, once you emphasize something, then who are you going to go to for the information? So it's as though now I'm being prepped to interpret the Bible based on the environmentalists, based on the psychologists and life recovery. So it's a distortion, no matter how you cut it.
It's a distortion, and it also is a deception. It is leading people astray.